It's 9:23 on Classical Mornings. I'm your host, Jean Stillwell. Luminato Festival is celebrating its 20th anniversary this year with its largest festival yet, running through June 28th. More than 1,000 artists, over 140 performances and events taking place across the city, all tied together by this year's theme, you're going to love it, play. Joining me now is Luminato's Artistic Director, Olivia Ansel. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, Jean.
Long time no play. Welcome, welcome, welcome. How are you? Are you okay?
I'm good. It's day two of the festival, and yes, we absolutely can't wait to play the city.
Yes.
You know, a good international arts festival should play the identity of the city in which it lives, so we're pumped.
That's a great idea. And this year's theme, which is play, it's a simple word, but the more I read about the festival, the more meanings it seems to contain. So what drew you to that theme? And what does play mean to you in the context of this year's festival?
I mean, it was that jump off point, can a festival play at City? And what are the different iterations of play? So with child's play, imagination and whimsy, equal play, works about democracy and justice, or power play, which is the imbalance of power and the shifting dynamics of that. In being cheeky, we thought, let's do a replay. Let's bring Philip Glass Ensemble back.
Sure.
After their outstanding, you know, Einstein on the Beach, and Kurt Pershke with the Big Red Ball. That's a replay. And we did it in 2008, and for our 20th anniversary, we thought, why not bring it back?
Sure. If it works, don't break it, right?
Exactly.
So the festival's celebrating its 20th anniversary this year. And as artistic director, what does it feel like to be leading Luminato at this particular moment in its history?
I think it's a bold and exciting time to be at the helm. 20 years means we've got enough civic pride in this festival to know that we're here to stay and that we should be proud as a Canadian to really have this festival that can shine a light on the artists of this country, and in particular artists from Ontario. So it's exciting to be here, and I'm so grateful to everybody that got Luminato to 20 years, and I'm very excited about the bold future ahead.
Well, I'm so impressed by you, and that you've got a bigger festival than ever, and it really speaks well of the organization and your organizing and your team.
Well, teamwork makes the dream work, and we say
sure.
that every day as we're
sure.
peddling underneath from sound checks and installing the art and
yeah.
transforming the city
mm-hmm.
and large-scale public participation events like next week with Ode to Joy and the TSO.
Yes.
There's so much going on, you
There's
know?
So much going on. One thing that struck me is that play isn't, as you just mentioned, about fun. The festival talks about imagination and whimsy, but also justice, reconciliation, power, and truth, like you just said. How did you balance those lighter and deeper meanings when putting the program together?
You have this sort of curatorial needlework, if you like. You've got the thread.
Yes.
And you've got the canvas, and you gently start like sewing and threading
mm-hmm.
the webs of the different works and the ebb and flow of the journey. And I think that that's an innate skill as a curator, that you just have a sort of a rhythm and a tempo, or a tempi, if you like, that takes you through those different narratives, and it helps you balance a program through different pockets of audience.
Mm-hmm. And one thing that is extremely important is that your artistic director comes to town with a ton of experience to know how to do that, Diva.
Yeah, and we learn from these experiences too,
yes,
right?
Yes, of know? Course. Of course you do. So the scale of the festival, like you were talking about, is remarkable this year. And more than 1,000 artists, dozens of venues, theater, dance, music, I don't know how you do it, visual art and public art. When audiences look at a program this large, where do you suggest they begin?
Well, I think go to the website, luminatofestival.com.
Right.
And we've broken it out into genres. So family-friendly, ticketed, free. I just want to shout out to the huge free music program on offer from singer-songwriter, folk,
yes.
classical, so much, you know.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, for someone who's never attended Luminato before, what would be a good first experience this year? I mean, is there an event that really captures the spirit of the 2026 festival? Or can you even
Absolutely.
Do say that? Oh, there is? Okay. Cool. Do tell.
Ode to Joy next week at Sandcover Square. Mm-hmm. What we're doing is we're beaming the TSO from Roy Thompson Hall with the Mendelssohn Choir, with Gustavo conducting. And then to join the fourth movement of Ode to Joy, Beethoven's finest piece, we're going to have 1,000 choristers led by Mendelssohn in Sandcover Square, 8 community choirs, and hundreds of people joining in live to what's happening in Roy Thompson.
Oh, they're going to love that. I mean, come on. Who wouldn't love that? It's such a it's such a wonderful thing, and it's such an important message. Well, anytime, but particularly now.
Indeed. And what we love about it is it's on the 12th of June, and there might just be some other sporting event occurring that day with Canada playing. And so I thought, let's get that civic pride and show off what we do best.
Right. And are you taking part in the FIFA games?
Well, maybe not in the game, but I am going to sing Ode to Joy in my very rusty German.
Oh, fantastic. Because why not, right? It's all part of the Luminato experience, after all. Now, you've now had a year in Toronto after coming from the Sydney Festival. What have you learned about Toronto audiences, and what excites you most about presenting work in this city?
Well, I think a big round of applause for Toronto audiences who show up 12 months of the year. Very stoic, weather doesn't bother you. So I love observing that. But I now understand what summer means to a Torontonian, the seasonality, that burst of summer, that huge change of seasonality that informs culturally how you feel, how you imagine, and what you want to do. So I think that's given me great insight on how to curate the festival.
Mm-hmm, fantastic. And Olivia, how are you feeling right today with all this that's happening, and your team is all set, and the weather is perfect? I mean, come on, this is a win-win-win-win-win-win situation.
Oh, I'm feeling so excited, and I'm so pumped for audiences to experience the whole program. And, you know, every day is a mini marathon.
Yes.
And we're ready for action.
Fantastic. Olivia, thank you so much for coming in and joining us to talk about this morning.
Pleasure, Jean.
The Luminato Festival runs through June 28th, and listeners can learn more and find tickets at luminatofestival.com. We've been speaking to Luminato's Artistic Director, Olivia Ansell. Goodbye.